Welcome to the Marin Executive Series as we talk with the people behind Marin Health to keep your health system moving forward every day. And on this episode, we're going to talk with Russ Peckinpah, Vice President of IT at Marin Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Russ, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate this. So, as in many organizations, people don't really understand how deeply the IT department runs through all of the various departments. So we're very much interested to learn about you and your department. So how broadly do the roots of the IT department run across Marin Health?
Absolutely. There's so many different roles and departments within the organization, within the medical center, within the clinics, and each one has a different perspective of what IT brings to the table for the organization. And we do a ton of things for the different departments and for both parts of the organization. And my responsibility is over all of that.
I would think most employees kind of know one or two things that you do specific to their department. They might not know what you do as you interface with all the departments of the hospital. And you do a ton for both the medical center and the clinics, right? So you're kind of everywhere. So let's talk about some of the things that you do for both the medical center and the clinics and all the individual departments. So you are responsible for rolling out new systems, is that correct?
That's right. We support hundreds and hundreds of different systems, but in new systems that come in the door, and we're typically getting several of those a year. The most recent one and the largest of those was in 2019. We rolled out Epic, the electronic health record, to all of our clinics. And then again, that was in 2019. Most people know also that we're in the process of then helping with the deployment of a new EMR for the hospital. And that's going to go live in August of next year of 2022. It's a huge amount of work. It's a huge project and one that we're very excited about to bring to the organization.
Yeah, the Epic rollout is just a massive undertaking. And then also help desk and tech support, the hardware and the software throughout the hospital and all the outlying facilities across Marin and Sonoma counties. Tell us about the help desk and tech support.
That's where most people really know IT is, you know, when their computer breaks down or they need a new mouse or their application's not working the way they expect it to or there's a major problem, they contact our help desk. And we have a lot of people whose responsibility it is to support all of those systems, and they're the real face of IT and what most people think of when they think of IT. But again, that's a small portion. There's a bunch of people in the background who are responsible for helping that team support the organization, support the staff and the clinicians and the financial departments throughout the organization.
Yeah, most people know when they have a problem, right? Let's call IT. But you guys troubleshoot, what, hundreds of applications probably across the medical center and the clinics?
Our applications team supports well over 100, probably over 150 different applications throughout both the medical center and the clinics. At the help desk, we get 50, 60 problem tickets a day. And so we're responsible for trying to turn those around. Our goal is to turn those around in less than one business day. For the most part, we accomplish that about 90% of the time. So it's a Herculean effort. And the scope and the breadth of the number of systems that we support, most people don't realize.
Wow, 50 to 60 requests per day. That's a lot to go through every day, that's for sure. And then, of course, in this world we live in, we hear about this a lot, cybersecurity and privacy and phishing and hacks. You deal with all of that. Is that right? And protection of patient data across the organization, you're right in the middle of all of that. Is that right, Russ?
That's right. We have a very small but scrappy security team that works on several things. One is just building the technology, maintaining the technology to protect our systems and keep us safe. We address any phishing attacks that occur, and we get a ton of those, as you might have seen. The number of cybersecurity attacks around the country have grown exponentially over the last couple of years, and it's our goal and our responsibility then to make sure that our systems are protected from phishing attempts, from hacking attempts, and to protect our patient information, patient data, to make sure that we can be relied on by our community to keep their data safe.
Yeah, this is a really an important one. And like you said, you've got a small but mighty team. So we talked about you troubleshooting hundreds of applications, right? Getting 50 to 60 requests per day, dealing with cybersecurity and privacy. But then you've got to do the maintenance and the upkeep on all the servers, right? Running all the applications, the computers, the hardware of all of these things. You're involved with maintaining, upkeep, installation of all of those. Is that right?
That's right. I have an engineering team that's responsible for maintaining all of those servers. And literally, there are hundreds of those servers. Many of them are virtual servers that run in our own data center. We outsource some of that work to other facilities because of the magnitude of that. But yeah, we maintain all those servers. We also collaborate with many other departments, including our imaging departments, our engineering departments, because they all have systems that also run on our servers. And so that engineering team is amazing at what they're able to accomplish with the resources that they have.
And in our beautiful Oak Pavilion, you supplied the guidance and the installation of all of the IT systems there.
That's right. What an amazing opportunity to get to do that. I've only done that one other time in my career, where I was able to assist and build out a new hospital building like that. And it's a great opportunity for us to look at our technology and to bring new technologies into the organization to help provide better care for our patients, to provide better environment for our staff and our clinicians, and really to bring this organization forward from a technology perspective.
Yeah, and data is so important in today's world. So data collection and then sharing data, right, with the county and the state and other health organizations. What do you do for data collection and sharing?
We, over the past 5 or 6 years, have put together a really strong data warehouse of information from all of the systems that we pull together and collect so that we can bring that information together in a way that makes it visible and makes it understandable. So data as by itself doesn't really bring much value. It's that information that you can glean from that data. And so we not only spend a lot of resources bringing that data together and packaging it up so that we can make good business decisions, but then we also share with the community. We share with our county and the state and federal government, and as well as a lot of the other local healthcare facilities around. So that's extremely important and doesn't get a lot of visibility, but really brings great value to my organization.
So Russ, technology is on the move. It seems like every day there's some kind of a new piece of software to help us do our jobs easier. I would imagine your footprint then of IT has grown tremendously in the past 2 to 3 years, and especially with the Oak Pavilion and clinic growth. Can you tell us about that?
3 years ago, the IT department really didn't have much direct involvement with the clinics. And over the past couple of years with clinic growth, it's been a huge responsibility. It's a new growth area for us. And we're bringing on new clinics literally 4 or 5 times a year. So that's just been a big growth responsibility for us, a big growth opportunity for us. That, along with the Oak Pavilion, which brought in so much new technology, so many new responsibilities, and so many new areas of focus for the organization and the engineering staff, it's really caused us to rethink the way we're delivering care.
Yeah, the growth has been tremendous and will continue to grow in the future, I imagine. Well, Russ, thank you so much for your time. Anything you want to add about your IT department or what you do at Marin Health?
I'm just really proud of the team that we have. We're relatively small, but we're mighty. We have a really strong team that's really focused. Like our larger organizations typically have people that focus on specific responsibilities. We're much more generalists in our department. And so it's a great team, and I'm just really proud of what we've been able to accomplish over the last couple of years.
Absolutely. Well, Russ, thank you so much for informing us and shedding some light on what happens at the IT department and all of the many different roles and functions that you play and assist in. That's for sure. Russ, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And once again, that's Russ Peckinpah, Vice President of IT at Marin Health. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Marin Health Executive Series.